Well, I guess Aaron Hernandez keeps hanging around. I'm sure we got a lot more to get to. Hey, it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shame.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Although nobody ever uses that anymore, so I don't really look. Twitter's the best way. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things differently. We put odds on everything. What are the odds? Aaron Hernandez will be a topic today, Hoffman.
He might come up. I just heard on the way in, Juggalo Trey informed me when I got here that Aaron Hernandez has passed away.
He's left the building.
Yeah. When did that happen?
Like 3 o'clock this morning when I got my AP news alert on my phone.
Oh, well, I don't know. Trey felt the need to fill me in on that news.
Trey was telling everyone when they walked in. Did you hear the... No, didn't hear that.
That's a shocking development.
I don't have AP news alert on my phone that wakes me up in the middle of the night with stuff like that.
No, I don't have that. But I do have Twitter, and when I woke up, my Twitter had blown up with basically the same version, like 15 versions of the same joke about out indefinitely with a neck injury.
Yeah.
I mean, at least come up with a new joke. So I instantly said, well, I've got to come up with a new joke. So I came up with a new joke, and then I got some flack for...
What was your new joke? I didn't see it.
I said, is he going to be now that he's passed on, is he going to be an unlockable character on Madden 18?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I thought it would go a different direction.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
But then people were like, it's too soon. Like, he has a daughter.
So what?
Like, his daughter was never going to know him anyway because he's a murderer. I don't really feel bad when murderers die or when they kill themselves. It just means that taxpayers in the state of Florida or Massachusetts or wherever he was don't have to pay for him now. Sorry, bro. I'm not going to cry a tear for Aaron Hernandez.
And nor should anyone.
And let me tell you something. I was a big Aaron Hernandez fan, like when he was in college and when his first few years with the Patriots. I mean, I thought that dude had fantastic game. I was a fan from a football standpoint. But, I mean, murder is one of those things that even as a diehard fan, I just can't get past. So I had to let him go. I had to let him go off my my fanboy fantasy team.
I got off Twitter today because people this is so sad. It's not sad.
It's not that sad.
Not even a little sad.
First of all, when anybody kills themselves, I don't really feel that bad for them because that's on them. You know,
if you've got legitimate, you know, psychological issues that aren't being treated, or you know, you've got terminal cancer and you do it, okay, that's I'll feel bad for those kind of people. But this asswipe was...
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. I mean, that's acceptable, right? I didn't put a hole on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I thought you were going to... Fred stayed out of the hole ring.
Yeah. But, he was a murderer. He was a horrible human being. And
He's a gangster.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a hard dude.
In fact, I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad he hung himself. And I don't believe in hell, but if there's a hell right now, I hope he's taking it orally and anally from a couple demons with 20-inch spike peckers.
Meanwhile, the people who are like defending it, they're the same ones. They don't have a problem. We're dropping bombs all over the place, killing people you never even heard of. You don't know. You don't know if they're murderers or not. But you drop bombs on them, kill all them. No one's dropping tears for those guys. Why are we crying for Aaron Hernandez?
Pathetic.
You know, one of the oh no moments today on SB Nation Radio on Nate and Crate, they had some guy, beat reporter up there in Boston. And Nate goes, "Oh, it's a sad day up in there, up there in Boston, isn't it?" And then the guy goes, "No. Why would it be sad?" He goes, "Oh, because of what happened this morning." He goes, "No, we're rejoicing this up here." And Tyler told me about that. I was like, "Oh, come on, Nate."
I mean, that's, well, luckily no one heard that show.
Yeah.
thank God. Well, that would be embarrassing.
Their friends listen.
Okay.
Well, I assume they have friends.
But I don't see. Listen, do I feel bad for his daughter? Sure, but I felt bad for that when I felt bad for his daughter when he got locked up for murder. I did not feel bad for him. But I, of course, I feel some remorse for his family. That's a hard thing. But listen, there's a whole other family that didn't choose to be involved in this, yeah. And
well, don't feel bad for his family because apparently, because he's dead, the estate. What happens? Apparently, there's a law in Massachusetts.
You can't have had that much dough left over.
Well, but if you die, but while the appeal process is still going on, then it's if none of it ever happened. So, like, the first conviction didn't happen. So his family gets to keep all the estate money. So I wouldn't feel too bad for him.
But how much estate money is there?
Well, I don't know how much he has left, but dude had a bunch of money.
Yeah. Well, Twitter thoughts and prayers is the most I can give.
I don't have any thoughts or prayers for him.
Yeah. So, well, bye.
Exactly. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in on the show today.
Man, did you see the story in the Chronicle about the Wu?
I did see that.
So, first, maybe you're familiar with the guy who wrote it. I don't even recognize the name, quite honestly. Craig Hlaverty.
I have no idea who he is.
John, you know who this dude is? Craig Hlaverty?
No.
Okay. I hate him, first of all. At the end of it, he says, "Some Astros fans, the ones who hate fun and believe the game of baseball to be a serious enterprise with no room for humor, don't like the Woo. But if it can propel the team into playing past October 1, it's something everyone can get behind." First of all, I'm as much of a fun guy as anyone. I'm no baseball purist, and I'm all about a sense of humor. I don't see the humor in making every television broadcast. I can't imagine. I haven't been to a game this year, but I would imagine it's the same thing there. It's obnoxious.
It's not funny.
Who wants to sit through that? And no, everyone can't get behind it. And to say that it's propelling the team, like, somehow if fans don't do the Woo, the Astros won't play in October. I wish Craig Hlaverty had an easier name to say, because I would remember it, and I would look for him, and I would tell him that I didn't like him.
Well, yeah, if your whole thing is about,
by the way,
so I guess we're not fun. I'm not a serious baseball fan. But what
by the
hell?
Can I also throw this out there? And this is on the Cron. So at the top of this story, there's a picture of Ric Flair.
Is it a slideshow of Ric Flair?
No, it's not even a slideshow of Ric Flair. It's a 33-image slideshow. The second image is The Rock. Has nothing to do with the story. It just says WWE Raw, the longest episodic show on TV today, has had plenty of crazy happenings on live TV. Here's a look back at some of the WWE's wildest moments and characters. Image 3. Houston has hosted many Raw events and 2 WrestleManias. And it's just a picture of a wrestling ring. Image 4. Celebs like Pamela Anderson, shown here with Diesel, have been known to get involved with WWE shows. Image 5. Iron Mike Tyson joined Triple H and Shawn Michaels as part of DX on March 2nd, 1998. And then the whole slideshow is this. Image 6. Women taking part of the 25-woman Miss WrestleMania 25 Diva Battle take part of the all... Which, by the way, this sentence is horribly written. take part of the all-out battle during the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania. Image 7. While considered sports entertainment, WWE superstars are highly trained athletes. And it has a picture of Kane chokeslamming someone. It's the stupidest thing. The stupidest.
Well, I don't think he did that. That's the people.
That's why I said it's on the Chronicle.
Well,
that
no,
part
but
is.
It's the people in New York putting the slideshow together.
People in New York do that?
Yeah, yeah. That whole website is run by people in New York. That's
horrible.
Well,
can I comment on these things, or do I have to be subscribed to comment?
You probably have to subscribe. I don't know. I would never comment on them because I just don't care. They do such a crappy job. It used to
be.
Yeah,
you must be signed in to comment.
It used to be such a good. Well, I digress. It used to be a good website.
The first comment is, as someone who cares very little for wrestling and did not know this was a thing this year, going to the game the first week of the season was super annoying. And then the only other comment is someone responding to him, cry me a river, woo. God, I hate you, Astro fan. I really do. If you're a woo guy, I'm out on you.
I think the last line was, well, at least it's not the wave.
It's worse than the wave.
It is worse than the wave.
The wave can happen on television and doesn't bother me one bit. It's obnoxious when you're at the game. It's got to be less obnoxious than that.
You know what's going to end up happening? They're going to do the wave and they're going to woo.
Okay.
Well, at the same time, as the wave comes by your section, you're going to have people wooing.
So
I guess I won't be going to any Astros games.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I've just been told that he pronounced his last name Lavati, Craig Lavati. So like the H is silent. I don't like him. I don't like him one bit. So that's where I stand, Fred. I'm done. I don't want to even go to the Astros games.
I don't. I have to turn it down when they do that. It's annoying as hell. Tell you what also is annoying is having to go buy razors and pay way too much for them. And that's why we have Harry's. Because they're gonna make it easy on you. They're going to send them right to you. And they're going to get quality blades. You don't even have to leave your room to get your razors. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to deal with any of that garbage. And that's what Harry's is all about. They built their factory. They take less profit. They sell directly to you over the internet. So they can offer the blades at half the price. That's just $2 a blade compared to $4, $5, $6 you might pay at one of these other stores. You're getting high quality, you're saving money, and the best part is it's convenient. They show up right there in your mailbox. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now. Enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds Wednesday? People. Maybe we're just old, man.
Could be.
I don't know. I think I just think that it's so friggin' annoying, and I guess they think that's cool. All right, I'll just be old then.
I mean, I don't have anybody telling me that they woo.
I want to hear from somebody who woos and why. And you're doing it. I know there's not
somebody's
many,
doing.
I know there's not many of you at the game, but some of you are doing it. So. 713-780-3776. I just want to know why you woo. Why you think that's cool? Does it fire up the team?
Well, they lost last night.
Yeah, it didn't work last night.
With all the wooing going on. It didn't work.
Woo is me. Robert says, that's such a Houston fan thing to do, get a little success and don't know how to handle it. So. and about 20 people telling me how to pronounce a guy's name.
It's
right the way you had it.
It's just a silent H, Lavardi.
Yeah. 432 says, don't hate on the wrestling too hard. You don't want to offend Shrek. We all want to keep him calling in. It's not about
I don't
the
care
wrestling.
About wrestling.
No.
It has nothing to do with wrestling.
Yeah.
It's because the wrestling had nothing to do with the Astro story.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. But, yeah, the whole story is about how it's attributed to Ric Flair. And I don't even understand. Like, why the Astros are getting behind this is beyond me.
It's dumb.
Like, don't you want to make your ballpark a place where people want to be?
Theoretically.
I don't want to go there.
But I think the fans doing it don't care about the other people there.
Of course they don't, but the Astros are encouraging it.
Well done, Astros. I'll just sit in front of my TV.
We need to get Reed Ryan on and talk to him about this.
That's a good idea.
See if he can put an end to it.
But I want to hear from people who are doing it.
No one's going to admit to it.
There's a couple people online, but I can't. There's no comment as to who they are or what. So. 713-780-ESPN. Apparently, he's still worth $17 million, Aaron Hernandez, according to...
How? After all his legal fees and stuff? I mean, that dude's got more money than OJ. And OJ, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess the times have changed. I would have thought OJ would have been more well off than Aaron Hernandez, but I don't know how you get to keep all that money when you're a murderer.
Well, I think that's part of it. Said 281 said, I'm glad you guys aren't acting like Mike Greenberg this morning about Aaron Hernandez. The mainstream guys were acting like this was such a tragedy. There's nothing tragic about it. Nothing tragic at all.
No, he's a bad guy. A bad guy died. Like, that's like me being, oh, I'm really sad that guy that killed the dude on Facebook shot himself. What a real bummer. No, I don't. That doesn't bother me at all.
If Jerry Sandusky wants to hang himself in prison,
yep.
All for it. Be my guest.
Like, if guys, murderers, want to just kill themselves, okay, I'm all right with that.
I just don't get it. But then what are the odds Aaron Hernandez was murdered and this is a cover-up?
I don't care about that either. Mm. I don't feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Seems an odd time to kill himself, though. It really does, like... I don't know how much of a difference it made, but that was like the best news he's gotten in a while, right? Oh, not guilty on these two.
Yeah, yeah.
Got away with something here. Nah, I'm going to kill myself now. It does seem odd, so I understand the conspiracy theorist popping out.
832 says, I'm 31, big baseball fan, and I hate the woo, bleeping stupid. Cody says, the people who woo are the type of people who want the Texans to trade for Case Keenum.
I think so. Yeah. You're the worst of Houston. If you're a wooer... You're the worst of Houston.
We've got wooers. Let's hear from them. I asked for them.
I want them to defend this.
So I'm going to be respectful because we asked for them. Gary first. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing sports, Gary.
Good, man. Glad to listen to you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
The woo, man. I mean, it's just, if you know Ric Flair and you know, like, the history, I mean, I don't know about now. Wrestling these days is kind of ridiculous, but. Man, if you ever watched Ric Flair back in the day, you know, every time someone hyped him up or, you know, he'd get, you know, PO'd about something, you know, he'd start wooing. I mean, it's like, woo, woo.
I mean, I understand.
We know where it came from. We know where it came from.
That's the hype, you know. You know, when your team's down and, you know, you want to get hyped up, you know, that's the woo, man. I mean, Ric Flair is a legend in and out of the ring. So, I mean, he's just a national, international, global figure,
yeah,
you know. I mean,
but when Ric Flair was getting his ass kicked, he didn't woo.
Yeah.
Ric Flair wooed after something great happened. And honestly, if the Astros hit a home run, like specifically Josh Reddick, who I guess he's one of the main roots of this problem.
This evil.
If Josh Reddick hits a home run and you want to woo, or you want to woo the whole time he's walking up to the plate, I could probably deal with that. It's obnoxious to me. But like down 5-1 or whatever the score was last, or 5-2, in the eighth inning. Why are you wooing? What's
and how about this? When Ric Flair did it, he was one fight on a card of about 8 or 10, right?
Right.
And he'd come out and do his thing, and that was it. And then somebody else.
It was
would
one
come
wrestling
out.
Match.
Yes, Fred. One wrestling
Let's
match.
Be
Excuse
careful
me.
Throwing around
Excuse
the word
me.
Fight.
But doing it for every baseball game. Ric Flair wasn't on every card.
No.
All right, let's see if Steve can defend it better.
Yeah, one thing in sports to you guys, one thing you guys are forgetting and discounting is how ubiquitous the Aggie dorks are in this city. This is just a one-off of Whoop. Take the pee off and you're there, man. I'm telling you, it's Aggie.
I've been long standing against Whoop. In public settings, I don't understand the Whoop. I mean, but then again, I'm not an Aggie, so it doesn't make any sense to me. I think it's stupid, but you know what? Honestly, it's like the 50th stupidest thing that Aggie does, so I'm not going to get like too charged up about Whoop relative to other things, but Woo is now it's the worst thing that Astro fan does. The worst.
Hey, it's new, I guess.
I guess
that's
so.
What they're into. But oh well. 713-780 ESPN. Let's squeeze on Philip. What's up, Philip?
Sports guys, love the show.
Thank you, sports team.
Just a quick, what are the odds? What are the odds that Dallas Keuchel ends up with more wins this season than the Texans will have?
Oh, I'll go at this point, I'm going to say 80%.
Yeah, I was going to say 75, but just in case he gets hurt. But, I mean, it'd be hard for him not to get 12 wins. Texans ain't getting 12 wins.
No way.
So.
Yeah, he's already got two in the bag.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 80%. I might even go 82%.
All right. Fair enough.
He looks so much better than he did last year. And I guess he was hurt last year.
I don't know. And even if he pitches like he did last year with this offense, he's probably winning 12 or 13 games. So, 713-780-3776. 409 goes, isn't it just like the Cleveland Indians chant? Or Atlanta chant?
No. No, not at all. And by the way, those chants are obnoxious too. Like the tomahawk chop thing. They only do that when they play the music. Like sometimes the Atlanta, they'll play the organ. Yeah. And
that's annoying too, but they've been doing it for years.
Right. This just came out of the blue. Like, why do you want to be a fan base that was relatively non-offensive and now suddenly be really obnoxious?
832 says, also, guys, I'm sure that just like you don't care for the woo, those who do it don't care that you don't like it. Yeah, that's the problem. They're going to chase people off from the stadium that don't like it. So,
yeah. By the way, I don't care what woo guy thinks about me or my opinion. I'm going to give my opinion. That's my job, is to give my opinion on things. And my opinion is it's ridiculous and stupid. And it makes me not want to... It makes me not want to watch the television broadcast. I do, because it's my job to know what's going on with the Astros. And honestly, they're an interesting product this year. Right? Yeah. I mean,
I pretty much mute them anyway because
I have to.
Yeah, not necessarily because of the woo. Just it's that, and the announcers are hard to listen to.
See, those announcers don't bother me. I mean, they're nothing special, but they don't bother.
They're better than they were last year, I guess. So
better than your boy Milo.
I'm dead. Just as dead as Aaron Hernandez. Holy Toledo. Not too soon. 713-780-3776 on What Are the Odds Wednesday.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. Do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great, and it's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. You've currently got a blank slate in the backyard. Allied will build it from the ground up, whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of. They can do it all, residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay instead and get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom today, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the carved stone projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool. Tonight.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I don't really feel like beating this Aaron Hernandez thing to death. He kind of did a good enough job of that on his own. Did anybody have him in the Deadpool? He would have made a lot of sense.
Nope.
Frick.
Are you sure? I think somebody did.
I hope not.
No, I hope not, because that would put them in the lead. And right now,
I still
have a 2-point lead over AJ.
Yeah, you and I were the only ones who had any success.
I thought Barry Warner had him.
Oh, that'd be disastrous.
Yeah. 409. Astros fan wooing could be no dumber than asking what are the odds and answering in percentage. Yeah, you know what, 409? You can leave. We've been through this before.
Oh, I'm going to be a stickler. I thought you emailed that link out, John.
Yeah,
Didn't you email us the Deadpool list?
I did. I'll go find the hard copy.
I must have deleted that email. That's regrettable.
Yeah. God, Barry Warner's in the lead. The good news is he might die and not be able to win. If he dies, he's ineligible.
That's true.
So,
like, did you see that picture on the internet of him? I guess he was in here without his shirt on.
No. Oh, God, I don't want to see that.
First of all, I don't know why he was in here. He doesn't even do a show in this studio anymore. Jong, did you see that?
I saw it while it was happening.
It was in this room?
Yeah, it was right there in front of that chair.
Why?
In front of you. I don't know. He just walked in and took his shirt off.
Who was working at the time?
Jerome and Barry. I didn't need to see that.
I didn't either.
Or the tweets. Or the blurring.
I don't know. What's going on with Barry Warner's belly button?
I don't know.
Is he pregnant? Or does that just happen when you get old? I will say, he does look like he's in pretty decent shape for a super old guy. But he's extremely hairy.
Before he got hurt, he was playing hockey every week. I mean, he was
some kind
of
a stud.
Pretty good shape for an old dude. So. Let's try Mike. You're on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Mike, what's up?
All right. Hey, guys. Hey, I was going to bring up the woos, man. Personally, you know, I watch a little bit of baseball. I'm thinking what it is. If they're like diehard wrestling fans, the thing that's going to happen is, because I've been a wrestling fan for 20 years of my life, what wrestling fans are prone to doing, when you tell them that you don't like something, or you don't like what they're cheering, they're going to cheer it for even longer. They're very well known for putting their voices in.
Well, that's
there.
Okay. I still hate them.
But I'm a diehard wrestling fan myself, so I can relate to them. But as far as what your other guy was saying, I think it's definitely a trend. Because you think about, for years and years, one of the silly chants that I'm used to hearing is the one where it's like the yay, oh, and the crowd does it back and forth with the speaker system. That one's kind of goofy to me. So it's just a trend. And honestly, I don't know what Ric Flair has to do with baseball.
Nothing. He's got
the last
nothing
guy said he's like a global big guy, but I mean, Ric Flair is not the best role model in the world. The dude's been through like 6 wives.
Don't blame somebody for that. That's not anything to get mad at somebody for.
Jeez. G says, the worst is the White Stripes chant that games completely ruined a good song. That's a lot of it. That kind of started in soccer, I think.
Yeah, that's a soccer thing.
And I think the NBA picked it up.
Well, and then the Ravens, I think the Ravens do it too. I mean, that one doesn't bother me too much because that also helped them sell a lot of White Stripes records or downloads, as it were, at this stage. So I guarantee you most of those people never heard that song until they started doing it for soccer.
Yeah, listen, and apparently, like, Josh Reddick is the reasoning behind the whole Ric Flair thing. You're really going to do, this whole woo movement based on, like, the team's maybe 8th to 10th best player?
I think he's lower than that. I didn't like that signing. I don't like his game.
Very strange.
Yeah, but okay. But that's all right. Keep doing it. Just give me an excuse not to go to any games this year. Let's try Nick. What's up, Nick?
Sports, yo.
Sports.
Man, so I want to comment on this, on the Wu chance, man. And I don't exactly know why it's going on in Astros games, but really throughout the years, you know, fans of just sports alike have adopted many wrestling chants, you know, for a whole bunch of sports venues. I mean, for a bunch of, like, sports games. The newest one is like the yes chant from Daniel Bryan, and you know you can see people from, you know, from the Michigan State guys. You know they did it all in the locker room, and it's gotten so popular at hockey games now that on the new NHL game, you know they have that chant where they're from the fans on the game. So it's just been something that's been going on for a long time.
Wow. I don't get it.
Well, let's find something less annoying. You could do that, right?
I mean, I'm guessing people going yes over and over would also be annoying.
Yeah. Oh, well. If you want to do it once a game, okay.
Like I said, why don't you just do it when that dude walks up to the plate?
Yeah, and then hopefully he gets hurt and doesn't play.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. Whatever, man. Whatever you guys are into, just do it. It's like I tell people that don't like the show. You have the option of not listening. I have the option of not going to games. So, or leaving when people start doing that. It's my other option. And since they didn't give us credentials this year, now I have a real excuse not to go. What was up with that, John?
They limited everybody to like 5, like each organization. And now I think it's the MLB policy. That you have to scan in if you're going to go to these games. So we can't go just to go and just sit in the stands. We have to go and actually go and scan in
the press box.
Into the press box. And if you're going into the locker rooms, I think you have to scan into the locker rooms as well.
Interesting.
See, I don't like going to the press box. I would just go and, but that's all right. They don't want us going to the game.
I mean, I can get you dailies.
I don't want dailies. So that's cool. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And well, that's fine. Just watch on TV. When it starts, I'll mute it. And that's it.
Yeah, for the most part, like when I go to the game, I'm taking my kids, so I've got tickets anyway.
Right.
Like I can
tell. Yeah, usually what we do is go on, like, just decide, hey, let's go to the game and just go buy them.
I will say, but what I do is like for the playoffs and stuff like that, the national ESPN will have me come out and they'll have me go do interviews on the field or in the locker room, things like that. Be nice to be able to get in there.
You can get in there on a daily.
Okay.
Nah. The daily things are a pain in the ass.
Well, like if you have other credentials, like if you have a Texans or a Rockets credentials, you can always just park, tell them that you show them that and park and then go get your daily. Because I think in the past you had to go get your daily, go park, and then go back to the stadium.
I'd rather just buy tickets. I'm not going in the press box anyway. I love how these teams are making it really difficult for us to, you know, actually want to go out and cover them. Good for them.
There's one guy that's really upset with us.
Who?
You want to get him on?
Oh, on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike.
Sports, guys.
Sports, Mike.
Hey, just wanted to let you two salty old men know. Just to stay at home, turn the game off, don't do nothing but complain and cry all day, and let us fans just go to the game and have fun.
How old are you? Oh, you can't even you don't even have the sense to turn your radio down. I can't have a conversation with the guy. Listen, my guess is that Fred and I were Astros fans before you were alive.
Probably so.
And that's just my, I don't know how old you are. I'm sure you're not as old as Fred. You're probably not as old as me. And I had Astros season tickets when I was a kid. I know Fred was at damn near every game growing up because his dad hauled him around to every game.
Yep.
Being a fan has nothing to do with being obnoxious. Yeah, I mean, if that's what being a fan is, you're like the worst kind of fan. You're the worst kind. But
yeah,
if that's what being a fan consists of, then maybe I'm no longer a fan.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I'm just an old man. I'll just stay away. Exactly. Even though I guarantee you.
I'm sure a bunch of millennials, that'll pay the Astros bills.
Yeah.
Because they're all affording season tickets. I'm sure all these dudes out there making 35 grand a year, they're going to all drop that dough on Astros season tickets. It's not the old people. It's not the guys making six figures. I'm sure all the wooers, those are the guys who are really paying the bills.
Yeah, why would
that's business.
Why would you want a fan like me who will go and buy club seats and then spend $100 on alcohol?
I mean, what? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You don't want me there. Yeah, you're right. Good call. Good call.
Let the old people stay home.
Yeah, we will.
Let all the 20-somethings go out on dollar hot dog night. Once a week, they'll jam-pack the place. They'll eat a bunch of hot dogs. Yeah,
jam-pack meaning 23,000.
Right.
Yeah. Chaz says, can't even listen to the Blitz anymore. Depressing-ass show. See, you're another wooer. Good for you. Fine. You won't have to worry about me there complaining. You guys go right. Woo away.
Woo it up.
Yeah. Going to the Rockets game tonight. Recommend somewhere to park, Steven. Go park at China Garden and get some dinner.
And go meet John Granato.
Go meet John Granato, who's there right now. And can't you get a free egg roll if you what do you have to do? Is that on there?
It's on here somewhere.
No. Oh, yeah. Just tell Carol you heard about it on ESPN 97.5. You'll get an egg roll for free. So you can park there, get dinner, and walk across the Toyota Center. You'll be happy.
That was your Rockets Talk, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
All right. I have to say, Chaz, you can't even read your tweets anymore. They're depressing as hell. How pathetic. He's at Moneyball _. Yeah, you probably shouldn't be listening to the show anyway. This is not for you. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
That?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Thursday is opening day at Constellation Field. You know what's going to happen. Everybody's going to go out there and woo on us now. The Blitz is kicking off the party with a live broadcast from the stadium. Come hang out with us for the pregame chatter and some station gear. Tickets start as low as $8 with free parking. It's affordable family fun. Log on to Sugarland Skeeters and get your tickets today. AJ Hoffman throwing out the first pitch.
With a broken toe.
You going to throw a curveball?
No. I'm giving the old number one.
I see. Brother Bear says, what are the odds 409 is the woo guy who watches the WNBA? I don't know if woo guys are watching WNBA, but it's a thought. So, Lord Snow, I must be an old 25-year-old because I cannot stand the woo. I understand if you do it when Reddit goes up, but the whole game. So, that's the thing. But I'll be honest, and I'm probably the wrong guy to comment on this because I've gotten to where I don't enjoy the game day experience, and it has little to do with stuff like that. Rockets games where people are constantly getting up and walking in front of you while the game is going on. Because I like to watch the games. And I like to Texans games, I see the same thing. at least with the Astros, I know in the lower deck, and I don't know if they do it everywhere, but they'll hold up a sign for you to wait until the bat at bat's over before they let you walk down there, which is good. I mean, that's just kind of a simple courtesy to the other fans that you don't go walking in front of them while they're trying to watch a game. And I think stuff like that, where you're doing that, you don't really care about the game, and that's fine. Just go and spend your money. But I also, I think when you start getting into all this side stuff, and that doesn't mean you can't have fun, doesn't mean you can't be passionate, doesn't mean you can't be into the game. But I think if you're doing stuff like that, you're really not into the game. And, I get it. Baseball's slow and boring and takes forever. So you got to create things. But I think if you overdo things like that, then you're not being fair to the other fans. How's that? But nobody cares. They're gonna do what they do. That's society today. So, and as a Cubs fan, at least the Woo brings some life for the home team. Go to Minute Maid on several occasions. You can hear a pin drop from Astros fans. What's wrong with just making noise and cheering at the right time and trying to pump your team up with cheering? That's a thing, though. That's why game day for me is it's more, unless I get enough to drink to where I don't care that people are being annoying, it's not much fun.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because I've been to too many games in my life. There were at least 4 years in a row where I was at every single Astros home game. And for a 10-year stretch where if I missed any, it was like one. But let's see. Let's try. We'll let a couple more people weigh in on this, and we'll move on at 5 o'clock for those of you who are wooed out. Brandon W., go.
What's up, fellas? Sports.
Sports to you.
Just had a quick question. What are the odds y'all think that the Texans will retire Andre Johnson's number and maybe create some sort of ring of honor? And also, AJ, I know you mentioned something about millennials and how they're going to pay the bills. I'm not a fan of the Woo either. I am a millennial. But at the same time, dude, right now, with as much as you're complaining about it, you sound like a millennial. I'll hang up and listen.
You got me. You got me. I mean, mind you, it is my job to talk on the radio.
Yeah.
People seem to forget that. Why are you complaining? I mean, it's my job to say how I feel on the radio. Like when you, if you're around me in my personal life, I don't constantly complain about things because it's not my job to.
Right.
Here it's my job. So.
Well, it's certainly part of it, but it's all right. I think you should go and have fun. The only thing I say is just at least try to be considerate of the people around you. And if we're going to put you guys in one group that woos all the time, that's cool. Far corner of the outfield where you can, but of course with as few fans as there been out there during the week. Weekends have been good. I guess once school gets out, people start going to games. I don't know. 281 had Channel Garden for lunch. Thanks for recommending the lemon chicken, Fred. It was delicious. See, we do some good things here sometimes.
Sometimes good things happen.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Yeah, I'm sure they'll have a Ric Flair day out there.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
Let's try Jesse.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Whoa, that's just wonderful.
That's clever.
Yeah, that is so good. I hope you die in a car accident. Jesse, I do. It's one less wooer.
Seems a little harsh.
Hey, man, I'm going to be honest. If you woo at me, I hope you die. I hope you go full Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
Just kidding. nice try. That was almost funny.
He thought it was funny. Yeah, That's all that matters.
Yeah, he had fun.
He entertained himself.
Edward says, now I know why you don't take calls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when you say, do you want to take some calls, I almost always say no, because I don't.
Ignacio says, what's wrong with going with the flow and not being a crotchety old man bothered by the smallest things? That's not a small thing. I'm sorry, Ignacio.
Going with the flow.
That's not going. Yeah, you know what? Hey, if the flow decides that everybody in the outfield needs to go ahead and drink poison so you all die? Sure. I'm in. Yeah. I'm in. Yeah. Give me a bottle of poison. Come on, man. Tim said the Woo started against Seattle and went extra innings. Everyone was super drunk, but didn't know it would be that
I know.
Bad.
That's what I that's what I thought. I thought it was just like a 13-inning game. It, like, there was literally a couple hundred people left in the building. I was like, okay, you know, there's a bunch of drunk people. I thought they were doing coyote howls at first. But it's since come to where it's going on throughout the entire game. So, yeah, it had it just been the one-time thing, and I think I tweeted about it the first night that it happened. I was like, I don't know what's going on with this coyote noise, but it should really stop. And it's just it's gotten out of control. It's spiraled, Fred.
Yeah.
But I'll just go with the flow.
Yeah, absolutely. God, that's all anybody wants to talk about. Well, let's do one more, and if it doesn't get any better, then we'll punt on the calls. Sarah. Let's do Sarah from Dallas.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports, Sarah.
I just wanted to say I moved back to Houston from Dallas. I was in Dallas for about a year and a half, came back, and it's just a pleasure hearing you guys again. Y'all are funny, so keep it up. I appreciate it.
Thank you. How was the radio in Dallas? Was it better than us?
They
went Marconi's up there, you know.
All they do is talk about Dirk and Mark Cuban.
Sarah, do you realize that I've in my illustrious broadcast career, I've never won a Marconi Award, never once. Can you believe that?
What can we do to change that?
I don't know. I don't know who. I don't know whose bleep I've got to bleep. But it's not worked for me so far.
I'm happy to help however I can. I appreciate it, y'all.
All right,
thanks.
If I find the right bleep for you to bleep, I'm going to hit you up and ask you to do that for me. Thank you, Sarah.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know what we got to do to even get on the list for those awards.
No.
But
what if they ask you to start wooing?
No.
I'm okay.
I don't need it that bad.
The Marconis can kiss my ass if that's the case.
281 says, you got to assume there's one guy that started the woos having the week of his life right now.
Probably. Yeah. He probably thinks he's really awesome and his friends think it's cool. And he's probably not getting
you know, as far as game day experiences go of all the teams, I think the Rockets probably put on the best show. And that's what frustrates me when I go to the games is because it's an epidemic of people walking in front of you in the aisle the whole game while it's going on.
See,
and
what,
it takes away from it.
For me,
and that's on the fans. That's not on the team.
For going to the games like in person, I prefer the Astros games over any others because I don't need to, like, I like this sort of the calmness of it. It's not like people constantly running around. People just sit down and watch the game for the most part. And I'm okay with that.
Well, I think this gets back to our fan conversation. Like, go watch a baseball game in St. Louis. You know, or, you know, go to Yankee Stadium. Where
you don't think they're wooing at Yankee Stadium?
No, they're not wooing. They're heckling. They're probably making
weird. They're paying attention to the game is what they're doing.
Yeah. So. All right. 713-780-ESPN. You know what? Maybe you guys would sleep a little better if you went to Texas Mattress Makers. And the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers is they make their mattresses right there and they sell them directly to you. And the cool thing is that, you know, they are constantly making better mattresses. And they come in all sizes to accommodate all types of sleepers. The Amsterdam line of beds with their pocketed coils to improve airflow. I mean, those things are fantastic. And it's the last month to get the Amsterdam exclusively at Texas Mattress Makers. All size sets are on sale, but you can get the king size. The price is just $4.99 for a fantastic bed. And the Barcelona, which is the most popular bed sold at Texas Mattress Makers, top of the line with unmatched quality. Queen size is now just $15.99. You go try to buy those somewhere else, you're paying at least twice that, probably more. And the cool thing is, it's not just me that loves Texas Mattress Makers. It's the number one mattress store on Yelp. So if you go on Yelp to find your mattress, yep, number one, Texas Mattress Makers. Thousands agree that Texas Mattress Makers delivers on quality and price. Visit them today. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. I have two of their mattresses in my place, and I guarantee you they are fantastic, and I would not want anything else. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.